behind the bench with head coach Jan Price of the Victoria Royals, a 7-3 victory on Thursday night in Langley. Your thoughts on the game?
Very intense game, really competitive. It was really tight all game long, despite the score. And I thought it was a very emotional game as well. A lot of physicality, teams trading chances, trading goals, especially early. So it was very competitive, and I was happy with the compete level from our players.
Talk about some of the critical parts of the game, maybe beginning with just the start for your club going up 3-0.
Yeah, you know, it was important to respond well, and we talked about that after game three. It's all about the response, win or lose. So I thought the start was good. I thought it was fast, physical. I thought we played aggressively, and now it's important to respond again to this one and have our best game in game five.
The Giants got to within one in the game. Talk about that moment there and what happened with your group to go right back up by a pair.
Yeah, you know what? So speaking of responses, that's just another moment that you've got to respond to. You score a couple and then they get a couple, and it's important that you just stay focused on the task at hand and respond appropriately. So I thought we did that. I thought we attacked. You know, I thought we tried to get the puck to their net quickly, and fortunately some sort of second and third efforts around the net got us a couple of goals that gave us some separation.
Late in the second, going into the third, they have a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes. Just touch on how you're able to kill that off and the importance of it.
Yeah, I thought there was tremendous sacrifice from all the guys on the ice. You know, the guys were diving in front of pucks and getting sticks on pucks and taking pucks off every body part, including Griff. Speaking of competitiveness, I thought Griff really competed hard tonight to track down loose pucks and, you know, second and third effort on rebounds with all those guys all around his net. And I thought he was really big. He pushed out against their push, or pushed back, I should say, so that he was a big factor in that.
Yeah, speaking of netminders, 7 goals on 10, Dick. What was the biggest difference there?
You know what, he played well, and some of the goals we were seeing eye shots through traffic, and you know, I thought we did a pretty good job of getting volume to the net, but also trying to create high percentage chances as well, and I thought our net front presence was better, you know, as well. I thought we did a better job kind of getting in front of them than in maybe the previous game.
Yeah, well, and you get 7 power plays. What was the club doing to generate those?
You know, I thought we were just trying to play as fast as we could, as we always try to do. Try to play with speed and try to play physically. And, you know, fortunately we were able to win a couple races, and that resulted in some power plays. But, you know, they had their fair share of power plays as well, and it took everybody to get those killed off.
Tyler Soy returns to the lineup. Talk about the impact that he made for your group.
Great impact on the room, in the room, I should say, as well, in addition to on the ice. He's a tremendous leader, a great person, very well prepared. He brings a real level of calmness and poise to the group. So the on-ice contributions were obvious, but, you know, it's what he does behind the scenes that's also just as valuable.
And 12 points for that line, so instant chemistry back in the lineup.
Yeah, they definitely read each other well. But again, going back to the competitiveness, it's not just a matter of chemistry and tic-tac-toe for goals. They recover pucks, they track back and back check hard, they've got great sticks. You know, they really play a 200-foot game, and nice to see those guys rewarded for playing well defensively.
Now, moving into game number 5, what would you like to see out of your group?
Going back to the response, I think that's really important. You know, win or lose, it's how you respond for the next game. We know Vancouver's going to respond. We know they'll be very aggressive coming out for game 5, and so we need to take the approach that we're going to be the aggressors and try to go get game 5.
Great, thanks for this, Dan. Congrats on tying the series. Good luck in game 5.
Thank you very much.